To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
We're going to get to all your response on the phones and the texts. Bears losing, a good thing for the Lions. Bears the team that you're more likely to catch because you beat them once and you play them again. Mm-hmm. Lions only a game back of the Bears. Lions control their own destiny. One problem. Rams game this week. You lose it. You lose control of your own destiny. There's a reason their playoff odds are sub 50%. They are not expected to make the playoffs. But we've asked you guys. Friday was all about celebrating the Cowboy game. Mm-hmm. Now we get to the reality of where the Lions are in their playoff chase. 248-539-9797. We got TJ Lang with pages of notes. Is this from the Cowboy game?
The game feels like it was so long ago.
I was going to say. John, do you see this? He's got pages.
Yeah. No, I expect that. Yeah, that's what we do.
A couple weeks, but no, I was thinking this morning, you know, I got to go to radio, and I'm like, man, I can't even, like, who do they play? I don't know. It seemed like it was so long ago. Cowboys, seriously. So I had to glance over my notes and kind of remember some of the things that happened. But, yeah, I mean,
well, take us through. What'd you
like,
think?
Look, if you if they turned a corner last week against Dallas, against a good team, against one of the hottest teams in the league. You know, if you can build off some of the consistency that we saw in that game, meaning the pass rush, right? Getting to Dak five times and being disruptive, getting some takeaways, offensively finding ways to just play complimentary football, the 14 points off the turnovers. You know, continue to find ways to be creative in the play calling where, hey, you know, let's get the short game pass in a little bit. Now let's ramp back up with the play action pass. Like, you know what I mean? If the more multiple you can be. And even last week talking with you guys, and I think even with those guys on Thursday in the afternoon, was like, hey, can Kelvin Shepard find ways to put guys in different positions and be a little bit more unpredictable and change things up a little bit? You definitely saw that last week.
Yep.
Now, you know, certainly that win helped. I mean, it let you take a little bit of a breath, but like you said, you know, you're still going to have to take care of your business, right? And maybe even still get some help with the way that this NFC is working out. But that was a positive sign to see that team bounce back and remind themselves, I think, more than anything that, like, okay, man, like, you know, it really is about one play, right?
Yeah.
You know, and yeah, I don't mean to go over all the losses, but, you know, the last couple ones you had, Philly and Green Bay specifically, even Minnesota, I mean, like, you look at that, and it's literally one play goes your way, and you're like, man, I think last week was a reminder that, like, yeah, we never know when that one play is going to be, but we gotta make the big plays in the big moments, and they had a lot of guys that did that, and hopefully that allows them to hit a new gear here going into the last month of the regular season.
So I'm going to start probably at the end, but we'll talk more about Miles Frazier because I want to get your take on him as well and what they were doing with the offensive line. But in the performance that they had against Dallas, if they play that game, is that good enough to beat the Rams?
You mean the whole team game?
Yeah. Offense, defense, special teams. Because if you look at what they did in special teams, they finally had a return game.
Yeah, absolutely. And if you can find ways to win the turnover battle 3-0, I mean, you're going to win most of the games, right? So, yeah, that's what I mean by, you know, playing consistent. Like, you can't – we've seen, especially throughout the last 6 weeks now, just up and down, right? Win, loss, win, loss, win, loss. Now is, you know, like Coach said last week before the game, you dug yourself a little bit of a hole. Last week was a good stepping stone to try to work your way out of that. But, yeah, if you play consistent, if you play the same way you played against Dallas, take care of the football, be good in situations.
Get after quarterback.
Get after the quarterback, get some takeaways, you can beat anybody. And we saw that with, you know, I know it might be an outlier, but when the Rams played Carolina a couple weeks ago, I mean, that's how they did it. They ran the football against them. They got a couple big takeaways. And I know the Rams bounced back yesterday against the Cardinals in a big way. And they're a good team, man. Yeah. They are a good team. But if the coaches can continue to find creative ways to get these guys in good positions to go out there and have success, and if this team plays with the same urgency that I saw last Thursday night, like they just looked – it looked like a different tempo coming out of – coming out of the tunnel, you know, and it's just like, okay, the energy kind of feels like it's back. Like the guys know what type of game this is. They're not going to shy away from, hey, backs against the wall playoff type game where, you know, some teams can crumble in those situations. You saw them come out with a totally different urgency level, and the challenge is going to be how can you find a way to repeat that going on the road this week?
Because that's been their issue, right? Is they've shown a backbone when they lose, they'll bounce back, but they haven't won consecutive games in 2 months. So that's the challenge now. And TJ, I'll ask you this. Brian Branch, that's a big piece to miss when you're going to face an MVP favorite in Matthew Stafford in his house.
Yep.
You know, I know the Legion of Whom did their thing against Baker back when we thought Baker was arguably the MVP of the league. The difference is this isn't in Detroit.
Yeah.
They will have Puka Nacua and Devontae Adams, whereas Baker didn't have Godwin and lost Mike Evans in the game. Like, this is a completely different test for this team.
Yeah, it is. And I think, honestly, I think they match up well with them. You know, it's defensively, like, I think that you these schemes are so similar that, you know, when you watch the Rams and you watch the Lions offense, it's, you know, that both quarterbacks are pretty similar where it's a lot of play action pass. It's a lot of, you know, fake drop. You got to get the run game going, right? But these aren't guys that are going to burn you with their legs. Like, we've seen the Lions play some quarterbacks that really the biggest reason why they didn't, you know, the pass rush was such an issue after the Green Bay game was because they just couldn't find a way to finish. And Jordan Love was just kind of sliding in the pocket and doing some things with his legs. But Stafford's, you know, he's not like that. I mean, him and Goff are very similar. And I think that, you know, when you go against the team so often that runs this scheme, you're practicing against these guys, whether go all the way back to training camp, like you put some things in your memory bank that you revert to and say, okay, like, I'm not going to get tricked on this. I'm not going to get fooled on this. So you've seen a lot of the similarities, I think, when it comes to the schematic side of it. And, you know, the one thing about LA too, man, their defense is pretty – they're young. I mean, they're talented, especially the guys up front with Fisk and Verse and young couple dudes that can get at Kobe Turner, I think, is a guy who they can get after you a little bit. So this offensive line, I thought it was a step in the right direction last week. Obviously, you know, having the 10 days off, I think, is going to really benefit that group because a lot of those guys were, you know, banged up and running on fumes the last couple Thursdays. Getting that long weekend hopefully allows you to get, you know, Graham a little bit healthier and Decker and Sewell and, you know, Tate and, you know, maybe with Awosika. I think I know you wanted to bring up Miles Frazier, did some good things, but, you know, I think that those guys know that, hey, man, like that's closer last week to the performance that we need as our standard. Still not there yet, still not where we want to be, but it's a step in the right direction. And, you know, that group knows that they're going to have to do it again against the challenging front here in L.A.
What'd you see from the combination of Cologne and Miles Frazier?
Yeah, Cologne had a couple of hiccups early in the game. You know, there was one, I think he got beat pretty quick by Quinnen Williams and got a good hit. And another one with Adigizua got a hit on Jared late that, you know, probably could have been flagged, but threw him to the ground. It was kind of like, you don't want your quarterbacks taking those shots. I thought that, you know, they probably got Miles into the game a little bit. And the coach even mentioned it. He's like, yeah, we wanted to kind of get him some reps. He probably played a little bit more because I think the combination that they were like, okay, you know, he looks like he fits. And, you know, Cologne has had a couple of those plays where, you know, we got to try to avoid those. But I'm about halfway through. I haven't watched all the runs yet that Miles Frazier was in. But, you know, the kid's got some compete to him. You know, who used to say that? Who's a hockey coach? Always talked about compete. Was it
Babcock?
Babcock, maybe.
Oh, maybe it was Blashill.
Compete level, yeah. No, but he, you got to be that way when you're playing offensive line, man. Everything's not going to be pretty. You're going to get beat sometimes with your feet. You're going to get beat with your hands, but it's that second effort that's going to win you a lot of blocks. And I thought I saw a lot of competitiveness from him. Certainly still pretty raw when it comes to the fundamentals, but, you know, the scrappiness, the toughness, man, I think is there.
Mahogany said he's 100% going to come back this season. Do we have any idea on when? Are you hearing anything, or what's your expectation?
Four games left. I mean, I don't even really know if it'd be fair to put an expectation on it.
Because they haven't even started his clock.
I don't think so. And they put him on IR, correct? Yeah. And I think it's been four games, so...
He could come off, yeah.
Yeah, I think he's eligible to come off. Look, I don't want to give people a false expectation of, you know, hey, maybe this week. I have no idea.
Let me ask you, if he doesn't come back in a timely manner, because every single week matters, how do you feel about this group right now up front?
Yeah, well, I think, you know, Awosika, when you think about going on the road, and I'm not sure what his injury was last week, but obviously not being active and having the other two guys handle the left guard duties was, you know, a little bit different. But I still think right now at this point of the season, you know, if Awosika can come in and give you one or two more games until Mahogany gets back, it's probably your better option.
Yeah.
Just because, especially you look at it, you're going on the road. You know, it's great when you play home games, but, John, you know, it's completely different offensive line when you can hear the guy next to you, you can hear the snap count, as opposed to going on the road. And it's like, oh, boy, that just adds a whole different element. I don't know if that's the situation I want to say, hey, Miles Frazier, for your first NFL start.
Right.
Like, well, we're going to put you in a situation like that.
I haven't been to SoFi. But is it a loud environment? You've been there for Lions games before.
Yeah, I mean, it's been a couple years. Obviously, we were out there, you know, 2 years ago, I think, for the Chargers game.
Yeah.
And then the year before with the Rams. I want to say. I mean, Lions fans, that's like one place where they traveled. I mean, it almost felt like a, you know,
50-50 split almost.
Kind of. It felt like one of those, you know, where you play, you know, not at one home team, but I do think that with the Rams, like, they're starting to build their fan base, though. You know what I mean? Like, you can kind of tell, even some of the road games that they've played, is like, okay, it's starting to get a little bit different out there in L.A. But I wouldn't be surprised to see, you know, 30% Lions fans out there this weekend. You know, especially at this point of the year, I think when the schedule comes out and everybody knows it's going to be cold, hey, let's get to a nice nice location. These fans travel.
Spend a weekend out there.
But regardless, it's still going to be on the road, and it's still going to be loud, and it's still going to be hostile, and you're still going against, you know, maybe the class of the NFC. So I don't know. If you're asking me, like, hey, would you rather have Mahogany or Miles Frazier making a start in that environment, I'd probably take the guy with a little bit more experience playing
Absolutely.
Those games. But that doesn't mean that I don't have faith in Miles Frazier. I just think that that's just a very tough environment to get thrown into the fire for you know, an extended period of time.
As Lomas would say, it's a big ask.
It is, yes. Well, I don't know if he would add the K on the end of it, but...
Thanks, TJ.
I exaggerated it a little bit.
Yeah, just for effect. All right, so what we're going to do is, coming up next, we're going to take some of these phone calls. I got texts for us to read. And TJ, I want to get your answer to that question about the playoffs and whether you expect them to get in or not. We'll do it next, 97.1.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is a reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you, so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. At DSW stores or DSW.com.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS.
With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
We got a lot to do with TJ Lang in studio on a Monday. Good morning, 97.1. Our question about the playoffs. 43% for the Lions.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think they get in? It's a question for everybody. We want TJ to bat lead off. John, you think TJ might be a closet Notre Dame fan? We can talk about that later in the show.
No chance.
Okay, good. So we won't get any tears or sobbing from him.
I've seen the four-leaf clover on a hat that you wear.
I mean, I am Irish. That's about right. as close as my loyalty gets to that.
And at some point, and it may be in Heather's news, the Taylor Decker article about contemplating his future and retirement beyond this season. Would love to get the perspective of TJ and John on that. Obviously, you guys face those decisions. But let's just start with where the Lions are. Four games to go. 43% chance that they make the playoffs. TJ, do you believe they make the playoffs?
Yeah, I do. Because I think if you go, even if something happens this week, I think if you finish 3-1, get to 11 games, I think that you're going to be in. Mm-hmm. Just because I think that there's still some teams that in the NFC that are just going to keep beating each other up. And, you know, does the one seed, like obviously last year we knew it took 15. Minnesota was right behind you with 14. I don't think there's going to be a 15. I don't even know if there's going to be a 14-win team, you know. Like I could see maybe Rams – Seahawks, maybe Packers in that mix of if you get to 13, you probably get home field advantage. But I think if you get to 11, especially, you know, playing the Bears coming up too. I haven't really looked at their schedule. I know they got Cleveland next week.
So they've got Cleveland. You figure is a win.
They got Green Bay one more time.
Green Bay. They played them so tight, it wouldn't surprise me if they split and took the home game.
Okay, yeah.
Then they play, I think it's at San Francisco.
And then we close.
And then Detroit.
Yes. Okay, so I could realistically see catching the Bears for one of those final playoff spots.
If they, if they go 2-2 and Detroit goes 3-1 and wins head-to-head, Detroit's in. The only problem would be if the Bears go 3-1 or win the head-to-head.
Philly, I mean, they could continue to falter a little bit and maybe, you know, fall out of maybe one of those spots. And I know that they're a division leader. So, you know, with Dallas kind of climbing back, like maybe Philly's just got to get to 10 wins, right, mm-hmm. to get a home game. Same with whoever's coming out of the South.
Yeah, it might be
in the
nine.
NFC. I mean, it might be a 9-8 team, you know, like between Carolina and Tampa Bay. But no, I do. I think that, would you say the odds were 47%?
43. Just under 50-50.
Okay. I would say maybe my expectations probably about 70%.
Yeah, I was going to say 70-75%.
Okay.
And I don't know how much you were listening on the way in, but I've made this statement a couple of times. In a 17-game schedule, it hasn't happened at all that an 11-win team hasn't made the postseason. Now, eventually it's going to happen.
Yeah.
But I do think if they get to those 11 wins, there's just enough weird stuff that happens at the end of the season. A team beats a team that you didn't think was possible. Another one that just simply outperforms in a moment. And it's, some of those things, if you lose to the Rams, have to fall your way.
Yeah.
But I just think there's enough dominoes that they will fall that if the Lions take care of business and they get to 11 wins, they'll be in.
Which kind of goes back to, you're right, there will eventually be where an 11 team doesn't get in. And
yeah.
It kind of goes back to, I think it was the Lions last year. Weren't they one of the teams that pushed for, hey, just get rid of, you know, divisions and just take the top seven teams? Because, like we mentioned this week, I mean, there could be an NFC East team that's got 9 wins. There could be an NFC South team that's got 9 wins. And you're looking at maybe two teams that are sitting at 11 that just are not leading their division. But, oh, sorry. Division guys get – so, like, that's – I'm not a big believer in that, but I think that – now that it's 17 games and now that those things are probably going to start happening, you know, that could be something, obviously, a rule change that you know, maybe down the line here a little bit. But I thought it was funny that I think the Lions were one of the teams that
proposed it.
Proposed it last year. And it didn't even hurt them, right? It more hurt the Vikings being 14-3 and having to go on the road.
Right.
Having the second best record in the NFC.
Uh-huh.
So, it's going to start becoming probably a little more common.
I'm a little surprised you guys are both at 70% because, I mean, you don't have to make the pick now, make it later in the week, but most people think they're going to lose to the Rams.
Okay.
And then at that point, you're likely two down with three to go. It's not like they can't get in, but I certainly
would. You can still get to 11. Do you expect,
have you seen enough from this team to believe they're going to go on a run? Because I haven't seen that yet.
Well,
you're
coming off of a good game last week.
All
you can really go off of right now. Like, what I say, like, it's a trend and it's just going to be up and down and up and down. Like, obviously, if that happens, then
I'm not going to say no shot, but it's why I would say less than 50-50.
Well, if you go 2-2, I don't think
you're not in.
Right. Which you can't afford to keep going up and down and up and down.
I just want to be clear. No one's saying they can't beat the Rams. They're just not likely to beat the Rams. No one's saying they can't make the playoffs. They're just not likely to make the playoffs.
Yep. Well, the good news is that
there's four games left.
Nothing's been settled yet. They get a chance to go out there and prove it. You know,
let's get to Tony. You're on 97.1. Tony, good morning.
Hey, good morning, guys. No, I don't think they're gonna get to the playoffs. As long as they have that statue standing back there, they're never gonna win the NFC. You're not gonna get to the Super Bowl. Sean McVay knew why he had to make the change he did. He just isn't good enough, guys. Let's face it. You watch Caleb Williams. It's the only reason the Bears keep winning. They've got all the tools and all the roster that the Lions have. The one key that they have, as well as the Packers do, and many other teams in the NFL.
What about the Rams?
That are competitive.
What about the Rams?
They have a mobile
quarterback. Tony, What about the best team in the NFC?
What about the Rams?
Right now, I would say the Bears are. Don't tell me that the Rams are. I know where you're going with this. But I think Caleb Williams can hold up to the Rams.
Okay. I would disagree. I hate it that it always comes back to the mobile quarterback. So let me ask you this, because we did this a couple of weeks ago. In terms of the skills for your quarterback, where does a mobile quarterback, where does that skill set fall in all the things that you want to see from your quarterback? Starting with the top, I would imagine it would have to be arm strength and accuracy would be up there?
Yeah, sure it would be. Mm-hmm.
All right, and
when it comes down to winning games, and moving on, especially against better defenses, you have to have that one tool in the toolbox that Jared Goff lacks.
So
even Baker Mayfield is second in touchdowns since 23, right behind Jared Goff. This guy's tougher. He's tougher than nails, and he can move, and he's got that deep ball.
Well, I know. I mean, only if we had, Baker Mayfield had been able to move more.
Only if we could have seen these teams play head to head at some point.
Also, Baker turns the ball over than Goff does.
Yeah, I mean, listen, like, do I wish sometimes watching Jared Goff that he had a little bit more wheels and saying,
it
would have been nice. But, I mean, if that's your only belief, like, then okay, take Seattle out, take San Fran out, take LA out, right? Like, these teams can't run. Jordan Love's not really a scrambling quarterback. Okay, yeah. So, like, who's the Bears and the Eagles are the only teams that have chances this year in the NFC?
Right, yeah. I mean, Mahomes out of the NFC, but they might not even be in the playoffs.
Yeah. I mean, look, I mean,
your most mobile quarterback,
does it make it a little bit more difficult?
Yes.
You know, yes, it does. Is that the only way to win football games in the NFL, is to be able to scramble and run? Like, look at Caleb Williams last night. Chance to win the game. He gets out, he scrambles, makes a terrible throw going to his left, pick, game over.
Yeah.
great. Yeah, look at him get out of the pocket, run. Oh, yeah. Horrible decision.
Right, and if he had actually used
right.
the mobility, what's more important, the decision-making?
Yes.
Right, and the processing. Yeah. I think if he actually ran that ball to pick up the first down, they might actually get a chance to win.
Yeah. No, I know. I mean, it's the fun thing when quarterbacks are running and hey.
Oh yeah.
Yesterday you watched the Bills game, 3rd and 15, right? And Josh Allen just says, "Boom, see ya." Was that fun? Of course, everybody wishes they had Josh Allen on their damn team. Yes. It's not the only way to win games, though.
Yes.
Few of the texts coming in: 248-539-9797. The Bears' emotional high is over. Now come their losses. It's going to come down to us beating them in Chicago, which we will do, and we will take their playoff spot. Well, that's what yesterday was about.
Yeah.
Is drawing within a game and setting that up for week 18. Morning, guys. I really believe like the Lions will win against the Rams this weekend for one reason. The Lions have the Rams number, kind of like when the Seahawks had our number for a few years. Granted, it could change, but I think we're in their head. They've had trouble facing us.
I mean, I hope that's the case. I hope they continue to struggle with the Lions.
What are we doing, guys? The shine is off with this team. I see one more win, no playoffs. If Brad doesn't do what's necessary in the offseason to add a proven NFL talent, we're headed back to SOL. Minnesota will be better than us next season. We'll be in the bottom of the North.
Next time a texter texts in those three letters, just say the three letters okay. instead of actually saying them out
Sorry.
Loud.
Are we going to get in trouble with the FCC?
No. The question I have is, okay, if there's only one win, is it against the Steelers or the Vikings? Do they lose to the Vikings twice?
They could. I don't know. They go on 4. They go 4-0. You know, it's like.
Yeah.
And I get where people are coming from, too. I mean, it's, you know, some people, the win last week against the Cowboys, like, oh, it's the Cowboys, right? Like, yeah, they were hot, but they're not any good.
But you can't do that.
Well, that's obviously people are still.
I know, but Cowboys had won 3 in a row. They had beaten the Eagles. They had beaten the Chiefs. They're a hot team. I'm not taking anything away from that win. They needed that win. I also think it's fine to say it didn't prove anything. They've shown a bounce back ability and yo-yoed for 2 months.
Right.
The real test is when you put one foot in front of the other. When it's win, win, win. They do that, they're in the playoffs. They haven't done it in 2 months, so why would I expect them to do it? I don't expect them to do it. They can. They've shown flashes. Like Dallas kind of showed us a flash of the 23-24 team, right? It was kind of a flash of who they've been. They just haven't done it enough.
Yeah, and you looked more like the team that you were to start the season when you were 5-2, man, getting some of that grittiness and toughness back, right? Not, but like you meant, we're all on the same page.
Yeah.
You got to keep proving it. Yep. And they know that they're in that position where they can't afford to have any more bad weeks. They know that they got to keep proving it too. So let's give them a chance to see if they can.
Playoff mentality. All right, we're going to get to what Taylor Decker had to say about his future, get a little bit of the Notre Dame drama, get TJ a chance to weigh in on all of that. We'll get to Heather's news. It's 97.1. The Red Tag sales event is on at Moran Chevrolet. It's the perfect time to elevate your tailgating game with Moran, Michigan's number one selling Chevy dealer. How about getting a truck payment for under $200 a month? You can lease the 2026 Silverado 4x4 LT Crew Cab for $199 a month, zero due at signing. Silverado's built for tailgates, winter roads, and hauling it all. Head to MoranExpress.com or stop by. They'll take care of you. They're on Gratiot just north of 15 Mile in Clinton Township. Moran Chevrolet, where you always get the best price, period. Chevrolet, together let's drive.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at AboutAmazon.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is a reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Let's get to the phones. Talking little Lions as they sit today. Not out of it. Control their own destiny, but the odds say they'll miss. Let's get to Jerry. You're next. You're on 97.1.
Good morning, guys. Hey, I just wanted to say real fast, unless they put a roof on Soldier Stadium or we get a Indian summer real fast or something like that during that game, we're going to have a really hard time. I know we put 50 up on Chicago, but Jared just has a horrible time throwing it in bad weather, man.
Yeah, I know. Really, I wish they would have beat Green Bay in the cold weather. Was it 3 years ago at the very end to send Aaron Rodgers off?
Yeah.
I mean, if he can only do that.
Yeah. They were playing way differently then. And I get it. I understand that game, but there's about 10 other ones out there that show the other side.
Yeah, right. I think it's a little bit overblown. I mean, I think he's had success doing everything. He's had bad games. Like, he's had bad games indoors, too. He's had bad games on turf. The most recent one, I think, obviously, is sticking in people's memory where, you know, he did not look good against Philly.
Right.
You know, he did not look good. And that was, I'm not blaming it, 40-mile-an-hour winds. Like, that's not an excuse, but he did not look good. So I understand if that's like recency bias, is that last time we saw him do it. But there are also a lot of games where he played outside in cold weather, and maybe they didn't win, but he was not the reason why they didn't win. So, and obviously, I don't expect to be 50 degrees when you go to Chicago at the end of the season. Like, but guess what? Those guys got to play in it too,
right? So Caleb Williams is.
I think Jared's done a better job
too.
Yeah, I think Jared's done a better job of kind of turning some of his negatives into strengths, and not consistent, not every single time, but like, oh man, he's terrible against pressure. He's been one of the best quarterbacks against pressure, for the last couple of years now. He's not good at this. Well, okay, like he's actually one of the better quarterbacks when it comes to that. Now, certainly it's going to be a challenge, but look, I don't even care about that last game right now. You know what I mean? Like, and they know they have to take it week by week, game by game, man. And
but that's their best path. Is the Bears?
Oh yeah, we talked about it last week.
Yeah, be within a game of the Bears in Week 18, and you can go win your way.
It's unfortunate, but it's like, hey, just let Green Bay keep winning, man. And you know, if we have to take the hard road and just look at getting a wild card spot instead of getting the division, like the division actually still isn't out of reach, which is the crazy thing. It's going to have to take but I think realistically, you're like, let's let the Packers just run away with it, man, and let's catch the Bears and let's just get in the playoffs and see what happens.
Guys, if we need to beat the Bears the final week of the season, NBC will move it to Sunday night, extra cold, and Detroit will not play well. They will lose that game.
Well, I'm glad all these people have crystal balls.
Yeah.
How about this one?
Crystal balls are going to be what? Where is this? It's going to be the brass ones.
You know what? Then here. Don't even show up. Okay? Yeah. All right? Yeah. Just play the next 3 weeks and see where you sit, and if it's going to be a night, just forfeit. Just tell them you're ready to go. Do the Notre Dame. Yeah. Take your ball and go home.
We are 4 weeks from potentially doing the show where Ben Johnson eliminates the Lions.
We're not doing it today, though.
Right. I just said 4 weeks.
Yeah.
You want to live in that world, TJ?
Well, if things play out like we think they are going to, I mean, that's going to be a
it's going to come down to that game, one. Right?
Yeah, yeah. Guys, this is not what I expected. I thought since Detroit to control their own destiny, folks would be more positive today. But more than one thing could be
I
true.
I just don't think the positive people call in much.
Yeah.
Well, you can control your own.
They wait till 10 o'clock.
Yeah, where they're more welcome.
No, that's not a shot. Doug and Gator are nice people. They you guys are mean in the respect. Afternoon. People are mean.
Well, there's degrees of meanness, but yes. Look,
people in Traverse City, you think they're used to having an angry Italian screaming at them every afternoon on their radio?
No, they're not.
No, but they're used to it in GR.
I just like that last
Hey, look. The Lions control their own destiny. Factual statement.
Yes.
Their odds to make the playoffs are less than 50%. Also factual statement, and that is because despite the fact they control their own destiny, Brian Branch is done for the season, and they haven't won back-to-back games in 2 months.
So go win.
Yes. But what's your opinion? What do you think is going to happen? I think they're going to fall short. If you think they're going to make it, that's okay. That's a healthy conversation.
Yeah, and I've said, I think they make it.
You do, and TJ does.
Uh-huh.
And we've been taking those phone calls and ticket texts all day.
And it ain't going to be easy. And people that want to call in and kind of, you know, have a debate on why you don't think they're going to make it. Like, I'm not telling you you're wrong.
Right.
But it's all these people that, oh, this is going to happen. You know, you're going to do cold weather, and you're not going to win. And, you know, you do. Like, I can't debate with that,
no,
right?
You
if you want to say, hey, like the Rams this weekend, they got a matchup here. Like I'll sit here and tell you, it's going to be difficult. It's going to be tough. None of these teams are rollovers. You could lose all of them. I said that earlier in the show too.
Guys, we don't need crystal balls. We got Dan Campbell's game balls. Okay.
Doesn't work.
None of the drops are working today. I keep trying as if it's going to work this time. Here we go.
Yes.
I just played five at once. None of them are going over the air.
Hey, man, I got two game balls.
It'll be fixed by 2 or 6.
Of course, it'll work by the afternoon. Yeah. Maybe we just have to do impressions on all the drops for the rest of the day.
If it doesn't, you'll just hear Mark Ryan. Heather with the news.
Let's get to Heather with the news.
Well, this news is brought to you by Gardner White. Well, despite signing a contract extension through 2027, Detroit Lions left tackle Taylor Decker is seriously considering retirement in the upcoming offseason. So he's 32 years old, and he has said ideally he'd play at least one more year, but this season has been a trying one because of injuries. And he said that there are a lot of variables he plans to weigh as he decides on his future. He's got a young family at home that he wants to spend the time with, his health, his injuries, the pain. In his 10-year career, he's undergone 5 major surgeries, but he does say that he feels like he could play at the same level for like what the next five
is
years.
What he said,
but he also has said that he thinks that if he had to have another major surgery, he probably wouldn't continue playing.
Yeah, at this time of the year, there's a lot of guys that are contemplating retirement because everything hurts. The offseason, that becomes a different conversation, and everyone's going to make it due to what they believe is best for them.
Yeah, and the older you get, I mean, you know, the more difficult it is to, you know, recover from some things. And,
sure, yeah, just a regular season if you don't have surgery.
Yeah. And John, you played 11, I got to 10 years, and, you know, I also understand this time of year where, you know, man, of course you're going to be swayed to say something when your body's just completely broken, right? But, you know, sometimes the years go by fast, sometimes they go by slow. And I think that Decker has not been shy to the fact that, you know, he's been, you know, dealing with a lot of things this year. With that being said, and I even texted him a couple weeks ago, I'm like, man, you were playing like at a high level, dude. Like he's playing really good football. So that, I think, makes it difficult. But when you start thinking about the other things, which I'm in the same boat when I made my decision, was now my injuries are starting to affect my family. Now I'm coming home and my wife and my kids are looking at me like, oh my gosh, like scared because, you know, and I was different. I had a couple concussions that, you know, ultimately forced me away from the game. But when you factor all those things in, the older you get, like Taylor's right, man, you start thinking about everybody else that's in your life rather than just, you know, hey, I'm just a warrior and this is what I do. You have an identity outside of that as well. And, you know, we'll see obviously what happens with Taylor, but man, he is playing at a high level. I will say that.
Some of the other things he said, currently he says he has a hard time. He's in pain grabbing a cup off of a shelf, picking up his kids hurt. He can't sleep maybe 4 or 5 hours a night. It's been brutal. And he did say, you know, I don't want to be selfish. I can keep playing. But I've made enough money, essentially. I don't have to keep playing to set my family up.
Yeah.
Well, that's what he has to debate.
And you know, you got a lot of life outside of football, you know, mm-hmm. whether you play 10, 12, 15 years. I mean, still the majority of your life is going to be with your family and with your kids. So, you know, if it is, I'm not saying it is, but clearly he is kind of hinting at if it's going to start to affect personal life and quality of life at home when it's affecting other people. Yes, I think sometimes you do have to consider things like that.
I think I've got time for one more. So the most popular sport in the world is...
Football.
Yes. Football. Soccer. So this past Friday, President Trump announced that to him, soccer is the real football. Now, he was at a FIFA event. Okay. So like, take that with a grain of salt.
Just pandering to his...
Right. He was there. But he said it really doesn't make any sense when you think about it. He says, when you think about it, soccer is football. There's no question about it. And he said, we have to come up with another name for the NFL stuff. So people, of course, have been suggesting names for that NFL stuff.
What are they coming
Gridiron,
up with?
Gridiron.
Okay.
Okay. Makes sense. Pigskin. Tackle football or American football. DraftKings ball, kind of a joke at all of the sports betting ads we see during football games. Handball or egg ball, AmeriBall or Trump ball.
All terrible.
No. We stole football fair and square.
Yeah.
You want it? Put your best, Europeans, put your best 11 out here.
Yeah, and we'll see
you
who
You want
wins.
The name right?
That's right.
You're all stars versus ours. Whoever gets to keep the name.
Full contact.
I thought we did this in 1776. We settled this deal.
Yeah.
Yeah, war's over.
We won. Yeah. 250 this summer.
I think soccer has done the reverse of that challenge and won every time.
Right.
No, they don't win.
Yeah, I don't think egg ball's going to stick.
No, I don't either.
Heather with the news, 97.1.
Hey, there's nothing like Michigan. The pride, the grit, the game day energy. There's a beer that gets it. It's Michigan Founders Michigan Pilsner, brewed right here in the heart of Michigan. It's crisp, light, and built for those who go all in. So whether you're tailgating in Ann Arbor or kicking back after a long day, as proud sponsors of Michigan Athletics, we're raising a cold one to the maize and blue. Founders Michigan Pilsner, brewed for Michigan, built for you. Find Michigan Pilsner at a store near you. Founders Brewing Company, Grand Rapids, Michigan. For 21 years old or older, please drink responsibly.
Did you say this is one of your favorites, TJ?
I don't really know if I have a favorite Christmas song.
Really?
You don't have a favorite Christmas song?
You know, actually, I'll take that back. I love Josh Groban's Christmas album.
Are you messing with him?
No.
Okay. Does it raise you up?
No, that's not one of the Christmas songs.
No, I know. But that's
what does it raise you up?
I can't get behind anything Josh Groban after Rich Rod.
When he sang a song?
At the football
at
bust.
The banquet? Was that what it was?
Yeah. He made everybody stand up, hold hands.
Was that?
Thankfully, I wasn't there.
Oh, my gosh. Was that when he was already on his way out?
He was on his way out,
Super uncomfortable for everybody.
Don't ruin it for me.
When I heard that, that was AI before AI existed. I'm like, is this real?
Was there any video of that?
Yes.
I think I've heard.
I'm sure
heard
there
people,
is.
Like,
there has to be.
Grumblings about it. I don't know if... God, that's so corny. Yeah.
So as soon as anybody says Josh Groban, I instantly look at him cross-eyed like, really?
I'm not like...
But the silence there was pretty great.
I'll put it this way. There's not many Christmas songs that I hate where I'm like, turn it off. I hate it.
John has one that he hates.
Mariah Carey.
Just overplayed?
Yeah.
Because it is good. I mean, her
voice,
Christmas songs are good.
I don't know. It's just all
maybe
irritating.
Maybe just like overplayed.
Because it is the number one Christmas song.
It doesn't really bother me.
Yeah, and if everybody else wants to listen to it, that's fine. It's just if it comes on in the truck, it's getting passed over.
Next.
Yeah.
College football playoff, TJ, before we get you out of here. Did they get it right? What do you make of Notre Dame being out and then taking themselves out of the bowls?
Yeah. Well, I mean, obviously, you know, I think we're all on the same page. Like Notre Dame, you can't not be in a conference and you probably got to win at least 11, if not go undefeated, if you're not going to be in a conference, in my opinion. So, no issue with that. You lost to two, you know, playoff teams, and your one win was USC. I thought the only thing that got wrong was BYU. I don't think there's any other team in a Power Four conference that wins 11 games, goes 11-1, and doesn't make the playoff. And that's what their big thing is, right? You're not supposed to get punished for a conference champion. I know they lost pretty heavily to Texas Tech. That's the best team in their conference and probably legitimately one of the top four teams.
Yes.
So if Georgia would have lost to Alabama for the second time, do they get left out? Hell no. If Indiana would have lost to Ohio State a second time, do they get left out? Hell no. I think BYU got screwed. And I think they have a legit one because they're an 11. They're a one-loss team in a Power Four conference. So
who would you have kicked out to kick BYU in? Bama?
I mean, look,
Miami?
I'm probably Miami, but I'm not a fan of, like, and I love it for the small schools like the Tulanes and the James Madison. I don't really need to see them get smoked on the first weekend of playoffs.
Same thing here.
You know?
Yeah.
But it's like, is BYU better than those teams? Yes.
Yeah. Is Notre Dame better than those teams?
Yes.
Yes.
But, you know, I think BYU has a legit gripe. You can't name me one other team that would go 11-1 in a Power Four conference and get punished because they lost to the same team twice.
Right,
but it's not happening to Georgia. It's not happening to Indiana.
No, but it's also the strength of the conference. Yeah,
I get that, but it's still a Power Four conference. I still don't think, like, even if it's, let's say Iowa was kind of competing in the Big Ten, right?
Yeah.
If they would have won 11 games and lost in the conference championship, do you think they still would have been in the playoff?
The tiered system, though, is the two top conferences
I
of the Big Ten and the SEC, and then the next two are the ACC and the Big 12.
Okay, so then just go to the Power Two conference.
It's kind of, I mean, you're right.
You know what I mean? Don't call them Power Fours and you guys get automatic bids and,
I'm
you're going to a
big time
conference championship game. And you know what I mean? Like, that's where, and I'm with you. Like, do I think the Big 12 is as powerful? No, it's not as powerful as the Big Ten and the SEC, but you're still considering it a Power Four conference.
Yeah.
So thought BYU got screwed.
BYU's best win is Utah? Top 15 team?
Yeah. And that was in Utah, I believe.
I believe Provo.
No, it was.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. BYU hosted it. So they have a notable win.
Sure.
And just as notable as anything Notre Dame's put forth.
I mean, you're an 11-1 team in a Power Four conference. You know, it's like.
Yeah, but I just don't think. I mean, it's their conference, when you look at the quality of football in that conference, I just think if you're 11-1 in that, would they have gone 11-1 in the SEC or the Big Ten?
I don't know, but that's I don't care about that argument though. Like, you play your conference, you play what you got. You're a Power Four conference.
I agree, but I just don't think the Big 12 is a very good conference.
Is Texas Tech a powerhouse? Do you think Texas Tech has a chance to win?
Yeah.
Exactly.
So
those are your only two losses, and one was in a conference championship game.
But the rest of the conference, I think, is garbage. That's the same with the ACC.
Then take them out of a Power Four.
I would.
Then stop giving them automatic bids. Treat them like the Mac.
Well,
treat them like the Pac-2.
We have JMU and we have Tulane.
Can I just make this point?
I really don't have an issue with that.
I'm
not a BYU fan, but it's just like, you can't tell me any other Power Four conference
you have
out 11-1 team. You can't do it. No.
Latter-day Saints.
I mean, I've, you know, partaken in, you know.
Yes.
No, please finish that thought.
Yes. Is there another Mrs. Lang we don't know about?
Oh, no, not that.
Oh, no. Polygamous Thomas John Lang. Oh, boy.
I might have grabbed a bed frame and rocked it a couple times for a couple of
days. Oh, no.
You asked for it.
And you delivered.
I didn't expect we'd get to soaking on today's show, but all right then.
It just popped up right there. That's what made me think about it.
All right.
Soakers.
Hey, real quick. JMU and Tulane, nobody's happy with two little guys in. Everybody thought, hey, there'd be the one token spot. The fact that there's two in there, nobody's happy about it. Here's what I would just say. Anybody who's left out of the playoff, they're a multi-loss team that didn't win their conference. There are no victims.
Yeah.
Nobody is like being scorned here. You may have a preference, but all these teams were deeply flawed. Multiple losses, no conference champ. You don't have really a strong case.
What's the case for putting James Madison in?
They have to take five conference champs.
And they're the and oddly enough,
they're
last
the
week they
conference champ of,
ended up getting in
else.
At 24 and 25.
So it would have been Duke. But Duke has five losses.
Yeah. See, you're probably going to hate this, and I honestly, it just popped my mind. I hate it, too, because I'm not in favor for any sort of more expansion when it comes to the college football playoff.
Mm-hmm.
About to what college basketball does now, where you'd have a play-in game, right? Put JMU and Tulane, two guys, in a play-in game, and whoever gets it gets the 12 seed, right? Mm-hmm. Like, I'm not a big fan of that, but
game.
Tell them.
No, I think BYU would. Dude, that's a conference championship game.
There's your play-in.
The
win
only
and
Power
in.
Four champion, conference championship team that got punished.
I'm just
It's really hypocritical what the committee does, because they said we're not going to take out a team that's already in Alabama.
Right.
But BYU is already clearly out, they didn't have to. But who set Bama in and who set BYU out? The same committee who sets the rules. Yeah. It's the same thing they did with, hey, we can't compare Miami and Notre Dame until the foods touch, until they're back-to-back. Yeah. You could have compared them 2 weeks ago, 2 months ago, and instead these Irish fans, who I don't want to stick up for today, but in their defense, they were gaslit. Like, oh, we're going to be ahead of Miami.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.